From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. Two Welsh teenagers have been arrested in Thailand, with South Wales police now investigating into the circumstances behind their trip. Police say they currently have limited information on the arrests of the two 17-year-olds from Cardiff. The Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office have been in contact with Thai authorities as they seek further information. Metallica have donated £20,000 to Cardiff's food bank charity ahead of their gig at the Principality Stadium. The heavy metal icons helped buy 9,000 meals for people in need through the band's charitable foundation, All Within My Hands. The CEO of Cardiff Food Bank, Rachel Biggs, confirmed the news, stating that it's helped replenish their shelves just 2 weeks after appealing for donations. An application for a wood processing facility at Barry Docks has been withdrawn following months of local concern. Southwest Wood Products Limited application was rejected by the Vale Council's planning committee last September. However, activity began on the site anyway, with nearby businesses and streets affected by sawdust. The council were informed in early June that the company have formally withdrawn their application. The post office in Dinas Powys is seeking new operators as the village risks losing the last of its branch. The news comes after Morrison's announced the service's closure in early October. A petition to save the service has received almost 1,000 signatures in a matter of weeks, as the post office urgently seeks applications to secure postal services' future in Dinas Powys. A team from H&M Gardening Services in Bridgend have been praised by South Wales Police after helping to move a fallen tree from the road. Police stated that the gardeners came to their assistance immediately, allowing the road to be reopened safely. In sport, Wales under 19 head coach Chris Gunter has said that his players need to learn quickly after losing their opening game of the UEFA Men's under 19 championships. Nine times champion Spain ran out 7-0 winners in Wrexham in a dominating display. Wales next play Germany, and Gunter has urged the side to get up and go again in the wake of their heavy loss.
News for the Vale of Glamorgan.
Head to broradio.fm.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to bring you on today's show? So we're going to have a look across the pond at what's been going on in the Football World Cup. And then we're going to be bringing you closer back to home as the Cymru Premier season is just around the corner. And we're going to bring you up to date with all Cymru Premier news and remind you of the new format that the league takes this year. We're also going to be having a look at how Wales's both teams, men and women's, got on against the Barbarians on the weekend, and we're going to look forward to Wales's first summer game that takes place on Saturday. And we're also going to have a look at what's been going on with tennis, and we're going to explain how you can get involved playing tennis across the Vale. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio.
We'll be right back.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look at what's been going on in the Football World Cup. And now the group stages have finally been completed. There are less matches, particularly my wife is pleased about that I'm not sat watching wall-to-wall football, saying that for me it's research purposes. But it's always, when it gets through to this stage, you feel these knockout tournaments really have started. So you can all start seeing whether your sweepstake teams are still in with a chance, or whether your favourites for the tournament are still there with a chance. And although Wales never made qualified, it was a bit unfortunate. There has been some really good matches. One of the co-hosts, they're already through to the last 16. That's Canada. They beat South Africa 1-0, and it was a 92nd minute goal there. And pretty much, I think that's as far as I was expecting Canada to go, really, was sort of round of 16, there as well. So, Good luck to them. I think they're pretty much going to need it in the next game, as well there. And we've got, England, if you're keeping an eye on what they're doing, they're playing then on Wednesday, and they're playing the, Democratic Republic of Congo. And I know England won a few games, but I think Congo they're a team that I think can seriously give them a little bit of trouble, especially up front. Unfortunately, Scotland didn't qualify. They weren't one of the top two, and they didn't make one of the best third place playoff teams. So they came home early. They did have one win against Haiti. They lost to Morocco, and that they lost 1-0 there, and it was really unlucky because they went down with a really early goal against Morocco, and then I think they were the architect of their own downfall a little bit against Brazil on their going down 3-0. But it's one of those, I don't think Brazil won the game. I think Scotland lost the game there. So interesting to see who your picks are for the Football World Cup. I mean, my outside chance here is Scotland, and I said that Germany, and I said that from the very beginning of the tournament. They'll efficiently get themselves out of the group, and they've done that. They've got Paraguay in the next round, and then they take on the winner of France versus Sweden, and then that would put them into the quarter. So, for me, they are the ones to keep an eye out for. Portugal have made it through. Not sure how much further they're actually going to go. They're the big hype about Ronaldo and Messi with Argentina, who's better. And Messi's Argentina take on Cape Verde on Friday as well. And once these round of 32 games go, it's an unprecedented round of 32 for the Football World Cup. I mean, this is the biggest number of teams to take part in it as well. And there has been some shocks. There's been some surprises. There's been some really good football. And there's been some matches where you probably have fallen asleep watching as well, particularly the ones that are on quite late or quite early hours of the morning. But that's not the only international football that's been going on. In the under-19 football, there's been the championships group stage, and Wales are in the group stage, and they were alongside Germany, Spain and Denmark at the under-19 levels. And they played their first game on Sunday, and that was against the Spanish under-19s, and they went down 7-0 against Spain. So a little bit of work to do for them. They're in Group A, as I said, alongside Denmark and Germany, and they actually play Germany next, and then they've got Denmark on the 4th. So they play on Wednesday. They play Germany in the under-19, and they really need to get a win there to put themselves into the top two, because both Germany and Spain won, and by Wales losing by 7 goals. That's put them at -7 on goal difference. So that's a mountain to climb there. And Denmark did lose it out as well, but they only lost 1-0 to Germany. So some exciting international football, senior teams playing, under-19s playing, and up next at Pro Radio, we're going to start getting you excited as we move towards the start of the Cymru Premier.
Pro Radio.
Memoria Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful memorial park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk or call 01446 724 042.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motor Factors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motor Factors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motor Factors. Visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
A cup of tea, a friendly chat, a helping hand when it's needed most. That's what Churchfield's Home Care is all about. We provide professional home care, companionship, dementia support and personal care across the Vale of Glamorgan. And now we're looking for new, caring people to join our growing team. If you're seeking a new, rewarding career, apply today at churchfieldshomecare.co.uk. Churchfield's Home Care, because the little things make the biggest difference.
Get the latest traffic and travel on the Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel.
Powered by DG Window Services, a family-run business with 30 years' experience. Just search DG Window Services online.
It's a big, big city and it's always the same. Can never be too pretty. Tell me your name, is it out of line? If I was to be bold and say, would you be mine? Because I may be a beggar and you may be the queen. I know I may be on a downer, I'm still ready to dream. Though it's 3 o'clock, the time is just the time it takes for you to talk. So if you're well, it's a big, big city and the lights are all out, but it's as much as I can do, you know, to figure you out. And I must confess, my heart's all broken pieces and my head's a mess. Morning and I'm walking along beside the ghost of every drinker here who's ever done wrong. And it's you, whoa, that's got me going crazy for the things you do. And so if you're crazy, I don't care, you amaze me. But you're a stupid girl, oh me, oh my. You talk, I die, you smile, you laugh, I cry. And only a girl like you could be lonely. And it's a crying shame if you would think the same. A boy like me's just irresistible. We'll be right back.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And as we're ramping up for the start of the Cymru Premier season with the Cymru North and Cymru South and other Vale leagues, as all the pre-seasons are just around the corner. And I've seen many posts online. If you're thinking of being interested in playing, I've seen lots of clubs looking for players from all age ranges and all abilities. So if you feel like you want to play for one of your local teams, or you just want to get out there and enjoy playing sport again, then I'm sure that there's a team for you around the Vale there. But the Cymru Leagues have unveiled their brand new identity for both the Cymru Premier, Cymru North and Cymru South as domestic football prepares for the major shake-up for next season. So the 2026-27 campaign will see the Cymru Premier League expand to 16 clubs and move to a new format. And that is a change the FAW say will bring more jeopardy, drama and entertainment to the league. The rebrand has been developed with Cardiff-based agency CREO since April 2025 and shaped around the four core values, and that's community connection, proudly Cymraeg, driven by ambition and always authentic. And as part of the new look, FAW has also confirmed that the Nerve will continue as the league's official audio identity. The music brand introduced in recent seasons has become a recognisable part of matchday broadcasts and digital content and will be refreshed to align with the new visual identity. Clubs, supporters, partners and local businesses all fed into the rebranded focus group, and surveys on workshops and the message the FAW says was clear: the league's identity needed to be bolder, more confident and unmistakably Welsh. The new brand draws heavily upon the Welsh heritage and symbolism. Its centrepiece is a modern interpretation of Owain Glyndwr's Golden Dragon, chosen after fans repeatedly called for the dragon emblem that felt like a true national marker. The colour palette takes inspiration from the black and yellow of the flag of St. David, while the bespoke typograph, influenced by the historic Welsh manuscripts, such as early versions of the Madrion, a 16-degree angle design, runs throughout the visual system, reflecting the league's new 16-team structure. And the Cymru North and Cymru South have also adopted the dragon symbol with additional design elements to inspire the geometry of the football pitch and unify the full Cymru League systems. So not only a nice little bit of rebranding, but as mentioned there, the JD Cymru Premier will now increase from 12 teams to 16, so more chat time there to support your Barrytown United. And every club will play each other twice, once home and once away. And after match day 30, then the league will split into three separate groups. The top six will be the championship race. They will play each other once more, with the club top of the table crowned champions. Clubs ranked second to sixth will qualify for at least the end of season European playoff qualification. Then the clubs ranked 7th to 10th, they're the European Challenger group, and will play each other once more, with the club placed 7th after match day 33 claiming the coveted final spot in the end of season European qualification playoffs. And then finally, clubs ranked in 11th to 16th, that's called the survival zone, and they'll play each other again once more. And at the end of match day 35, the clubs that are in 15th and 16th will automatically be relegated, while the club in 14th will complete in a playoff relegation. And that's sort of how the new system is going to be. So the club in 14th will actually play the winner of the first non-automatic place in the Cymru North and the Cymru South. They'll play each other, and the winner of that will then take on the 14th place team in the Cymru Premier, and the winner of that either stays in the league or gets promoted or and or relegated, depending on which way is out goes there. Now, it does sound really complicated. It's a new format to get used to, but I'm sure, especially after the first few games, it's going to be football. And until the split, kind of not much is going to, I don't think much will change there. Really until the split, except there's going to be just a little bit more football in the Cymru Premier. And we'll be keeping sort of, an idea of what's been going on there. And we'll be keeping you up to date, you Pro Radio listeners, on Barry Town United's progress, which positions they're in as everything sort of starts hotting up after they all play each other, once more. So next up, now on Bro Radio, we've got an artist from our local music playlist, and this is Adua Babe, and this is coming from her upcoming EP, Everything Is Beautiful. The track encompasses a feeling of adoration and lust within a relationship, with the drums, bass and groove driving throughout the tracks, takes you through the highs of someone obsessed with their partner and the playfulness of that. So that was Babe by Adua. And back now with your sport on Bro Radio. So we're going to have a look at what's been going on in the cricket. So the Vale County cricket team we're going to start with, and their first 11 beat Chepstow's second 11 by 85 runs. Their second 11 they lost to Upper Rhondda's first 11 by 5 wickets. And the third 11 beat Dinas Powys' third 11 by 95 runs. And the fourth 11 they they lost to Malpass's third 11 by 5 wickets. And what to look forward to with the cricket for the Vale County Cricket Club next week. So the first 11 then at home to Craigers first 11, and that's going to take place in Corntown. The second 11 then away to Bay Dragons first 11. The third 11 then at home to Bridgend Town's fourth 11, and that's going to be at Wick Village Green. And the fourth 11 then away to Lisvain's fifth 11. Moving over to Barry Athletics. So Barry Athletics first 11, they beat Crumlin's first 11 by 25 runs. And the second 11, they conceded to Porth's first 11. And the fixtures that they've got coming up, their Barry Athletic Cricket Club's first 11, they're at home to Sully Centurion's first 11, and the second 11, they're away to Abercorn's first 11. And if we move over to Penarth, so Penarth's first 11, they lost to Ammanford's first 11 by 68 runs. The second 11, they beat Ponthea's first 11 by 4 wickets. And the third 11, they lost to Abercunnan's first 11 by 58 runs. Whereas the fourth 11 beat Abertillery Town by 5 wickets. And the fifth 11, they lost to Caerdydd Barbarians first 11, and they lost by 2 wickets. And the upcoming fixtures for Penarth Cricket Club, their first 11, they're home against Carmarthen Wanderers first 11. The second 11 are away to Brecon's first 11. The third 11, they're away to Newport Fugitive second 11. And the fourth 11, they're at home to Pontminster and Cross Keys second 11. So that's brought you now up to date with what's been going on with your selected cricket results from across the Vale. So up next there at Pro Radio, we're going to have a look back at how your Wales teams got on against the Barbarians, and a little look forward to the international rugby that's starting next weekend.
Pro Radio.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanylldyd Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai'ch yn ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanylldyd Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar Heol yr Orsaf.
Make this summer the season your child dives into confidence. Introducing intensive swim courses across the Vale and at Cardiff International Pool. For just £15, your child gets a full week of focus. These sessions run for 25 minutes once a day, helping improve water confidence, develop essential skills, and allow for extra practice. It's the fast track to fun and safety in the water for the summer holidays. Spaces are limited, so book your intensive swim course now at leisurecentre.com.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs, and we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739 329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
Bob blwyddyn, mae miloedd o oedolion yn dysgu gyda Choleg Caerdydd ar Fro. Cynigiwn amrywiaeth enfawr o gyrsiau i ddatblygu'ch sgiliau, i fynd â'ch gyrfa i'r lefel nesaf neu newid cyfeiriad. Cynhelir cyrsiau ar safleoedd ar draws Caerdydd ar Fro, a chyda chyllid ar gael, gallwch chi ddysgu am ddim. Ewch i cavc.ac.uk/cy/coursesforadults am ragor o fanylion ac i wneud cais heddiw.
With me, Mike Fowler, and we're going to have a look at how Wales got on now on the weekend. So both the men's and women's team were both in action against the Barbarians men's and women's team respectively, and it was two wins for the team. So we're going to start with the game that kicked off earlier. So that was the men's game, and that kicked off at 2 o'clock, and Wales won 33-31 after leading 14-5 at half time. So it's the score lines there. It was a win, a much needed win for the Wales team. I think it's always a little bit interesting when it's against the Barbarians, because it's kind of a little bit of a, it's almost like a friendly. They haven't played together for a little bit, and it's and then our sort of the ex Welsh players playing there as well. I mean, George North with still showed that he can still do it, I think, on the international stage there, particularly getting his try right at the very end of the game. And I think that may be the one thing that's just a little bit concerning for the Wales team. They scored on all their tries by the 67th minute, but then they still conceded a try on 70, 71, 83 and 84. So they kind of almost let that game slip away. And I think for me, that's probably the one thing that they might need to just brush up on and look after just a little bit more on that side of it, because they've got some big games coming up in the Nations Championship in their first three games in the summer, where on Saturday they actually take on Fiji. So that's not going to be an easy game. And I think if they give some of the chances to Fiji that they gave to the Barbarians, potentially Fiji can do a number there on the Welsh team, and they're not a side to be taken lightly. But I do think it was good to get a competitive game run out before taking on Fiji, essentially cold. It doesn't get any easier though for Wales, because on the 11th, so a week after they've taken on Fiji, they then play Argentina. And if not to make matters even more difficult for them, on the 18th, or a week after that, they take on South Africa. So they do have three really big games. As I said, it was a win against the Barbarians. It was 33 points to 31. It's a win. It gets the confidence levels going, but I think they really need to start putting teams away and keeping them put away, because it's almost like they have to win the game twice there. And in the other match, the women's team, they took on the Barbarians, and they took them on at 5 p.m. So if you had a ticket to the one, you would have got to see both matches. And Wales women won that game 34 points to 17 after leading 15-77 at halftime. And this was just, I think this was a performance, and this was a score that was really needed for the women's team, especially during the Six Nations a couple of months ago, where there was one or two games where they showed well, and then there was something like a handling error or something unlucky happened, or they only just lost by a couple of points. I mean, remember that this is a Wales team that put four tries on England women's team, and the English women's team have not lost in such a long time, and are not normally a team that concede that many tries. So I think there was just a win waiting to happen for the Wales women's team, and that's what's happened here. And hopefully, again, just like the men's team, it's going to be a confidence booster there to see them through now for their next few fixtures, and we can actually start seeing what type of team that they're going to become. And I did say the win was on the cards for the women's team, and they've gone out and they've played it. And again, a bit like the men's team, it is a friendly, so it's always a bit of an interesting one when you play a friendly. But I think the minute you put the red shirt on your back, and you've got the three feathers on your chest, I think you go out and you forget who you're playing against. You're just going to play your best for your team. And that's brought you up to action with what's been going on with the rugby. Although, keep your ears out to your local Vale teams, because pre-season is just around the corner, and there'll be pre-season matches, and not long until the start of the domestic rugby around the Vale. And again, that's something to really look forward to and get quite excited about. But we've still got more sport to talk about here at Pro Radio.
Playing in the morning. never been away, hey. Never seen a day break. Leaning on my pillow in the morning.
Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And with Wimbledon just started today, and anyone who's sort of interested in the tennis, let's just hope there's going to be some great British interest into week two of Wimbledon on there. But if you're thinking, oh, I've got the bug to play tennis, then why not pick up a racket and get yourself down to Barry Athletic Tennis Club, where they've now got a new pay-to-play system in place where members and non-members are welcome. And all you need to do is go on to the Find Barry Athletic Tennis Club on their website, and you can book your times to play tennis on there. I was down there a couple of weeks ago. Absolutely fantastic looking courts as well on there. They've not long had a nice spruce up, so they're looking really really nice and really inviting to play. But if you're not quite sure if you're ready to play tennis, then on Saturday the 18th of July between 10 and 1, then the Barry Athletic Tennis Club do actually have their open day, and come along and join them for a little bit of fun and fresh air, where you can take part in mini matches and games, enjoy some food and drink, and discover what the club has to offer you and the community. No experience necessary. So whether you're a complete beginner or you're returning to tennis for a long gap, or if you're a regular player but you're interested in playing at new courts, then it'd be great to get along there and support one of the local tennis clubs in Barry, and as I said, I was down there myself a couple of weeks ago. Absolutely fantastic. For me, it was a little bit warm, but anyone who knows me knows that for me, I'm not a big fan when the sun's been as hot as it has been for the last last week anyway. A lot more comfortable for me now, and I think a lot more comfortable for anyone who's actually taking part in any outdoor sports as well, because I think it can get itself just a little bit too warm. But if Wimbledon inspires you, then Barry Athletic Tennis Club is the place to go. Well, I've got a little bit of news that I'm going on a summer break. So next week there won't be a sports show, but don't worry, any sports news that comes out, you can still find it on the proradio.fm website, or it'll be across social medias. But then I'll be back, so never fear, they're not transferring me out for anybody else. So I'll be back after my summer break, just as we start getting into pre-season with the football and the rugby. So getting myself into pre-season shape, you might say. But up next here at Pro Radio, we've got another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah, she is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're born. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretend? Who will make you feel like cheated? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
We're making the most of the summer months here in the Vale of Glamorgan. Come rain or shine, every day at midday, we'll be serving up anthems that'll bring you good vibes and the urge to put those sunglasses on. Summer Anthems on Bro Radio with Cardiff and Vale College. Discover courses starting this September at cabc.ac.uk.
The crunchiest day out of the year is coming to Fornon Castle, because on Saturday, September the 5th, we're hosting the Great Crisp and Potato Festival. Join us as we celebrate everyone's favourite snack. We'll have blindfold tasting challenges, interactive crisp zones, delicious potato-inspired street food from Farnham's, free bags of crisps, plenty of family fun, and world-class tributes to ABBA, Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars and Serena Carpenter. Book your Great Crisp and Potato Festival tickets now at fornoncastle.com. Parking's free. Walkers welcome.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.